Can't start the day of regular Mitzvot Torah without understanding that two people and a 6-year-old girl in Gush Etzion. That's what happened in Tel Aviv, Chayal. And everybody in this country knows teacher, the son is the teacher of somebody who I know in Modi'in. Can't just continue going on without life without thinking about it. Rabbi Lamb once taught that the reason why people say Kaddish is because we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah Sanhedrin says that every single person is an Olam Malay. Nefesh Malay is an Olam Kolam Kayim Nefesh Achat Kiyu Kiyum Olam Malay. And therefore when we have somebody dying, especially in a brutal way, the Chilul Hashem, Chalal, concept of emptiness. So hopefully when we're learning Torah today, we're going to be doing it Le'ilui Nishmotehem. I wanted to start with one parak of Tehillim together to be able to understand. When I made Aliyah, one of the reasons I made Aliyah is the concept of feeling this connectedness of Achinu Beit Yisrael. Especially, there's a Levaya today at 2 o'clock. And Har Herzl. I don't know what people are doing, but if you have that opportunity, it's something to understand, to be part of Am Yisrael, to understand. Imo Anochi Tzara. with yesterday, the end of the Tosfot, that said, that says, at the end of Dibra Maschav Zenot Reviyah, the Rivam had given us a Yisod that says, Migol Ahotzi Lo Amrinan. We had talked about five or six different ways, even though I didn't focus on the Muki Yosef, definitely during Chazara. On Thursday, we'll go look at that Muki Yosef with the Tosefta, Mr. Marks. We'll do it together. But today, I asked you to continue finishing with the Tosfot. We wanted to close up this part of the Sugya. And we were going to do three different things today. Number one is just to go over what's going on in Baba Basra. The question of the Tosfot on the Yisod of the Rivam. That was the first point we wanted to see. Within the answer, finish up the Tosfos of Ein Motzi Midevadai and the Nafkamina between Tosfos and the Ritva, which is the fourth Nafkamina between whether it's Vadai or Safik. And then to finish up with how to understand Rav Shimon Shkup to close up this Tosfot, Be'ezrat Hashem. Till tomorrow, we will start the Gemara and do on Beis HaMenalof till Beis HaMabeis and really start doing at least the Havamina of Kinyan Re'iyah. And then Thursday will be Chazara. And then we will continue moving ahead. So the first point of we're in the Tosfos Dibra Maschav Zeh. The Rivam had said, Migol Ahotzi Lo Amrinan, and asked the Gemara, but then how do you learn the Gemara Vahi, the Cheskes Habati? Now yesterday I made a mistake, because yesterday I actually, sometimes you got to follow, a lot of times when in the parentheses it says Baba Basra Lama Beis Lama Beis, and really a lot of times the printer is off. So I thought in my arrogance that the printer was off, and therefore I started from the original sugya of Ahid Amr L'Chavre Lama Beis Lama Beis. The truth is that is Shayach. That's what Tosfos calls is the Uvda Kamaisa at the end. There are two cases that are brought down in Baba Basra. And that's why it's always important to look inside. What's the case in Baba Basra that we're first talking about? It's actually on Lama Beis Amud Bet. I read the case of Lama Beis Amud Aleph in yesterday's shir. Okay, in Lama Beis Amud Bet, I read it again inside. The case was, Hahuda Amar L'Chavre, I'm six lines down in Lama Beis Amud Bet. Hahuda Amar L'Chavre, guy says to his friend, Havli Mea Zuzi, I say to Epstein, you owe me $100. Because I lent you $100. Havli Mea Zuzi did Maskina Bacha. I lent you $100. The whole shtar, and I say to Mr. Alex over here, this is the shtar. Amar Lehei. Alex comes back to me and says, shtar Zaifu, it's a forgery. We're going to take it literally now. We'll see what we're forced Rabbeinu Chananel to say what he said. It's a forgery. So then I turn to Mr. Zolti, now who's Rabba in our case. And Gachin Lachish Leila Rabba, I go to our formal Rabba named Zolti, right? Gachin Lachish Leila to the judge, and I say, and I bow down, and I whisper to him, to Rabba, to Zolti, I say, in Shtar Zaifa, the truth is, if this actual piece of paper in my hand is a forged Shtar document, Mi Ushtar Malayahabali, I had a good Shtar that said that Alex actually borrowed $100 from me, or 100 sterling from me, the Irchis, but I lost that Shtar. The Amin, and I said to myself, I didn't want to have come empty-handed, and therefore in could high be yadi koldu. I wanted to have something in my hands to show my claim was actually serious. So Rabba says, in that case, Malu Lashakir, Rabba says it with amigo unbelieved. Why? Because he bai amale shtar ma'alyu. Because I could have said that it really is a good star. I have a star. This is a star. I didn't have to say anything. And I have a good star. And therefore what? And therefore, I would have been believed. Rav Yosef disagrees and says, once you're the first claim, you're lying. We don't trust you. Give me 1 second. Based on this case, Tosfos says that what? Look inside the case of Tosfos again. V'heimani rabba lehotzi b'migo di'ibai amar shtar mal yehu. Because I have a migo where I could have said, it's a good shtar. So the simple pshat of Tosfos is what? Is we see we have a case of Migo, Kain Lahotzi. How do you say that Rivam, Migo Lahotzi, Lo, Rinon? So what is Tosfos' answer? Tosfos' answer is Hasamainu Taima. Over there, that's the reason why. Mishum Dafilo Havishasik, even if I wouldn't have said anything, Raksha Lo Ayam Mode, I would not have admitted to Zolti, to Rabba, that it's actually Shu Mizuyev, that it's forged. Hayaneman, I would have been believed. Ki achatima hayta nikeret omdim sham. Because it's a clear mikuyam shtar, I would be believed. I didn't have to say anything. And therefore, it's amigo d'iboy shosik. And amigo d'iboy shosik actually works to be motzi. Your question was, migo lohotzi lo amrinon. We have a case over there in Baba Basra that says what? That migo does say it, lohotzi answers. Tosfos, it's true. But that's a special type of migo. That's called the migo d'iboy shosik. Now Tosfos then continues and says, you should know that Rav Yosef does 180 degrees. Rav Yosef says, we'll read it over there, Rav Yosef is like that afilu migo lohava. Why? Came in Shatayin Rishona Shutoin Bahai Shtaro. Who sheker? V'ein lomar migo elahecha Shatayin Aso Rishona Hi Emes. Migo Shayatoin Acheres. Ulekach ein omigo afilu lahachzik kamo of the kamaisa. Therefore, not only is amigo not work lahotzi, but even in the first case, which is what we read yesterday in Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, which is the case of karka, where it's just me trying to say that this shtar is a shtar mizuyav, right? And you're claiming that you have a shtar to take away my land. I'm saying that this is my land. It's amigo. I could have been quiet. And I could have retained my land. But even in that case, says Rav Yosef, since I lied and I said it's a shtar mizuyav, I'm not believed even to retain it. Migo lahachz. We asked yesterday, why does migo di ba'ishasik better? Why is migo di ba'ishasik better? So there are two approaches. One, what are the two approaches? We said one approach yesterday. Why is migo di ba'ishasik better than a regular migo? A regular migo, we said, won't be lahotzi lamrina. Here, all of a sudden, migo di ba'ishasik will work. And then we'll have a second point and we'll move on. We said yes. Well, what are the 2 points? What do you say, Alex?
The whole point of the migo is that you had a better claim.
Uh-huh.
You didn't even have to say anything and you have a better claim.
So that's one way. And therefore what?
So from the east.
Therefore.
You're not lying, if you want to lie, you would have said nothing.
Oh. So one way to say it is... is a concept called an umdira. An umdira means that it's an assumption. Okay? Which means the court, let's say, like definitely in the psychology piece, is what? If I was a liar, the assumption would be, is I would say what? I would say a better claim. So that psychology works only lahachzik, but not lahotzi. But now here comes migo di ba'ishasik and is a super umdira. It's an umdana plus, which is what? Is because I don't have to say anything. So it's not just, there's a good chance I had a better claim. It's a umdana plus. It's, you didn't have to say anything. So in that case, says Tosfos, that's a migo plus. That's one way to phrase it, not like we did yesterday, but I think that's what Alex is saying. That it's, the assumption is that what? That I'm a believable person. Why am I a believable person? Because if I was a liar, why am I taking a less claim? I could have said the better claim, which would have made me be even more advantageous or stronger in court. Okay? That normal migo only works to machzik, not to be motzi. But migo di ba'ishasik is a more juiced up, it's a greater umdana, it's even more believable, it's believable plus, to even go and understand migo lahotzi, because I don't have to make any claim. I can just be quiet and not be more believed. I'm believable plus. Okay?
And by saying that this wasn't the actual shkar, he makes his claim even better by being...
Right, well, he puts himself...
Correct. He makes his claim less substantial, but...
But the point is that I didn't even have to say anything. Yeah. Correct.
No, the question is, why do you make that assumption?
The what?
That's what we're asking. Why do you make that assumption?
No, we're saying amigo di ba'ishasik. What he's saying is that, again, if I could have made claim B, right? Then we normally say that makes me now, since I made claim A, that makes me a more believable person. We're saying that koach is limited to lahachzik, not to lahotzik.
Right.
But when it comes to the claim of not only do I not have to, I could have made a claim.
I know, but your whole question was why is it better than a regular migo? I mean,
Maybe, yeah, go ahead.
Why
would
he believe in more? Maybe in the end, we just said he believes in more.
Because maybe if he's lying,
yeah.
A lion would prefer to see nothing and to see something else. As in, if he lies, if a lion can see nothing and get rid of it, then he definitely can do that. And if he doesn't see anything, that's so much better.
That's the plus. I don't even have to say anything, I'll be believed. Now that I said something, it makes it even... Now it makes me look worse. But here it's even... I don't even have to say any type of claim. That was one way. One second, Mr. Collum. The second way we said it was that I already won it already. By me not saying... I don't have to say a word and it's already like it's in my pocket. That's what we had called me go... It's already considered not... This is not even a case of me go lehotzi, but it's actually a me go lahachzi. That was the two svarot that we purported to say. Right, we have Rabbi Kiva Eger also. We didn't look at that inside, so I'm not going over it. There is an important Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, the Gilyon HaShas, that says that might be, this is only according to Rab, and not according to Rav Yosef. It gets into a whole Machlokas Rishonim over there in Baba Basra that talks about is a halacha like Rab or Rav Yosef. And again, the issue comes why we don't like Rabbi Kiva Eger, or basically, I shouldn't say we don't like it, we don't like the approach of Rabbi Kiva Eger, is because it could work for that Gemara, but here we're trying to figure out our Mishnah. And the Mishnah is Stam, which sounds like it's going according to everybody. It's not only according to Rabbi. It could be answered that way, but it's not as Chalak. Yeah, Mr. Jess.
The reason why it's legal to ask is because one has a
shtar already in his pocket. It's a shtar, and I don't have to say anything. I have a shtar. And it's like it's in my pocket already. I don't have to say anything. It's already like it's in my pocket. That was the second reason. It's a migo dehachzik. It's like we had asked, I migo lahotzi lo amrina. Migo lahotzi lo amrina. So the answer is that shasik turns it on a conceptual framework. Shasik means that it's already like it's, I didn't have to say anything and I already won already. So it's like it's migo lahachzik, and that's why it wouldn't be on a conceptual piece. Colin, what'd you have to ask? Or add?
Kind of what Kiva was saying. It's like one way to look at it is like if there's $100, someone's not going to lie and say, oh, that's mine. But if someone goes to that person and says, this is yours, right? It's like they might say, oh, yeah, they've given up. It's not really theirs.
So this is where it comes back to the concept. It's very similar to the other concepts in Ksubas, also called Apesha Asuwa Apesha Eter, which at least according to certain Rishonim is a form of migum. I don't have to say anything to say that this used to be yours, but your father sold it to me. Right? That's called the Pesha Asa Pesha Inter, which is what you were talking about. And the same idea over here. Migo di bai shasik, I don't have to say anything.
But if you're willing to take it, you don't have to say anything. You're not going to claim it to take it.
That's something different. Say it again.
In other words, if someone assumes this is your $100, even though it's not yours,
you're saying if it's assumed that already it's mine, then what? Yeah. Then it's more of an assumption to be able to say. Is that what's happening here? Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, that's part of the Umtana. That was the first thing we had said. Good. That's a similar idea with Alex's piece. What Alex had said is that if you're a liar, the best thing to do is not to say anything. You're saying just the other part of psychology, which is I'm more comfortable keeping it if somebody assumes that it's mine. Good. Tosfos. Tosfos now asks a different question. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, I don't understand. Nema, we should say our case of Zelmer Kula Shalif, Zelmer Chazze Shalif is a case of the Ain Safik Motsmi De Vadai. The Omer Kula Shalif, Yeshlo Bevadai Chetzia. Why? Because the guy who said Chetzia Shalif admits it to me. Fa Omer Chetzia Shalif, Safik Im Yeshlo Baklum. The guy who says Chetzia Shalif, it's Safik whether I have anything. Kidamrin Perka Cholitz, and he quotes the case, Nivam Estaf Lam Ches, Safik V'yavam. Shabo Lachlok Venechse Saba. Yaakov the Saba dies. He had two children, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, leaves over no children. Shimon does Yibun with Reuven's wife, but makes a very big Kares error. What's the Kares error? He gets married, doesn't wait for 9 months. It's 7 months. And after 7 months, Mazel Tov, they have a baby. And the question is, what? Is that baby belong to? Who's the father of the baby? Is the baby Reuven? That's what Tosfos calls Ben Mutna. Is it the son of the dead brother, Reuven? Or is it the son of 7 months, Shimon? Okay?
What were you saying about Kohen?
If you go 7 months, you don't wait. You don't wait for the nine. There's a takana. I think it's a chiyuv karis. You gotta wait. You gotta wait the extra 2 months or 3 months. It's really 3 months. It's a 3 month havchana to do yibum. It's 3 months to do havchana yibum. Therefore, it's considered. It's yeah, exactly for this reason. And I think it's arayis. That's why I think it's karis. If I'm not mistaken, I'm almost positive, like 99%. Right? It's a havchana. What? Okay, that's why it's a safek karis. Right?
Which is why we say 7 months and not 6 months. 6 months, we say he's waiting 3 months.
Right. So he didn't wait the three months. That's the problem here. So that's why it could be Reuven's, it could be Shimon's. And that's the machlokas over here. The suffix, like, it's almost like they're putting if anybody watched that movie, there was a movie like where the baby talking. Those are old movies when before you were born. You know, I think they called him Mikey. They called him Mikey. It was Mikey. How can you tell somebody's basic? Whether it's a 7 month old or it's after 7 months or 9 months? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe nowadays they have more genetic testing. I don't know. I've watched a lot of movies within the genetics, with a lot of the law movies where they it was the exact same DNA because there were two brothers. You know, they both becoming two brothers also. In a lot of movies like that, oh my goodness, he's the killer. But he's a twin brother. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? It's the same thing over here. It's the same thing. Right? Safek. Safek Omar. Safek Omar Ana Bar Masna Ana. So the idea is that the baby, the Safek says that what? The Safek says, because it's probably grown up and now Saba died. Right? So now he's able to claim that what? I am the son of Reuben, and therefore I get half of the nechassim of Saba Yaakov. The Isli Palga. That's a halacha that even though Reuben's dead, the idea is his son gets part of that Yerusha, and he should get half. The Yavam Amar, no! You're my son, At Bradidi. Veleslach Velo Midi. You got nothing. Therefore, says the Gemara over there in Yavamas, Havela Yavam Vadai, Visafik Safik. And the Gemara's conclusion over there is Ain Safik, Motsimide Vadai. So just like over there, we have a Vadai and Safik, and Ain Safik, Motsimide Vadai. So too over here, says Tosfos, I have a Vadai that the guy who says Kula Shali is Vadai, Shayach to half of it, and the Safik might have zero to it. So why don't we say the same idea of Ain Safik, Motsimide Vadai? Tosfos gives a very fundamental answer that the Ritva gives a different answer to. And I promised the Nafkamina to bring everything we had together. V'yesh Lomar. The Hossam, read it for me, Mr. Jesse. V'yesh Lomar. The Hossam.
V'yesh Lomar. The Hossam, Yavam, Shehu, Benor, Shel, Saba, Ha'ahavevah, and Rehidah. Lo Yav, Tessavik, Misvek, Tessavik,
By the case of Yavam, who's the son of Saba Yaakov, he's what?
Zavada
Yorish. Velo. Good. And therefore the Safek is what? He's not even Shaykh to the money. He's even Safek Yorish. Okay, and therefore in that case we don't say ain't Safek Motsimi
De Vada. But isn't the Yavam kind of Safek when he claims that he's not
his actual
son because he doesn't know.
Is he a Vada Yorish? It's not a matter of the money. Is he a Vada Yorish?
No, we don't know.
Yes,
but it's something
to
what he claims. No. He claims that his kid.
Yes, quiet. Go, go, go.
He claims his kid is not his son.
No, he claims his kid is his son.
Right, but he didn't know it's his son. That's
okay, but what's the idea now? It's not a matter of what he's claiming against him. What Tosis answers is what? He's a Vada Yorish. The other guy is a Suffolk Yorish. He's a Suffolk whether he's got the status of a Yorish. It's not a matter about the money. It's a matter of the status. That's what Tosa says. And therefore he's a Vada Yorish. And therefore the Suffolk, whether he's a Yorish, is not going to be Motzi from the Vada Yorish. As opposed to Go ahead and read the second part of it, Jesse. Aval. Pinchot, you're on deck to read the Ritva. Aval. But over here, what?
There's no reason why.
Why what?
Why
that vaday and a half talus should help him without that other part of the talus. This is very fascinating, and it's problematic. And I want to contrast it with the Ritva. And Ezra during Seder asked me an amazing question also. And this is where, even though I think Alex didn't like what I said, but I think that there's a lot of MS to what we got. Okay? Kopchik, you ready?
Wait, could you explain it
first? I'm happy to explain it both. The explanation is that even though I'm a Vaday, when I say Zelma Kulish and you said Chetzi Shali, that I'm Vaday for the first half of the Talis, my Vaday has no bearing on the second half of the Talis. And therefore we're both Suffolk, and as a result of that, it's Suffolk and Suffolk, and therefore Yachloku. Now people are going to ask, Ezra asked me a tremendous question on this. Before we get to Ezra's question on it, we're going to read the Ritva, how the Ritva gives a different answer. And then we're going to bring it all together. We're going to bring it together by the Ritva. We're going to bring it up, one second, Noam. And then we're going to learn Rav Shimon Shkup, and we're going to call it a day.
But he claims
that he's
all.
Is he Vada and all?
No,
it's not Vada and all. I'm Vada that what? I say it's all mine, you say it's half mine. So what's Vada mine?
What I say.
The half. We're now quarreling about the second half, right? Like that word. We have a certain dissension. A certain dissent. Okay, we have a disagreement about the second half. Okay, so what Tosfos says, and Ezra asked a very, very astute question because he read it inside, is he says that what? Is the Tosfos says, my Vada, the first half has no bearing on the second half, and therefore, Maman Amutu Besafek is Chokin. Before I take your question, Mr. Ross, put it down so you don't forget it. I just want to do the Ritva. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva, if you read the Ritva inside, he asks the same question. Let's read it inside, Mr. Pinchot. Mr. Pinchot's on fire. He wants to know this. Yeah, what do you got? What do you don't have it? How could you not have the Ritva? Oi! Hopefully you'll get it. Please, please, everyone should have the Mefarsh.
Everyone should have everything. It's coming to Mefarsh.
So far we've had some people who only have the Gemara with the Marsha. Other people have the Kavos Mefarshim from 1865. Everyone should have a Gemara with all the Mefarshim, you know, a normal Gemara, at least a Talmud Gemara, and should have a Kavos Mefarshim. Again, I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. If somebody has a problem financially, please come and tell me. I'll find the Gemach privately. You don't have to know. 150 shekel. We'll get the job done. Okay, it's important that you learn. I could WhatsApp everything to you, but you have to get used to being able to have your own kinyan, your own svarim. The Rambam in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, it says uknei lecha chaver. It says asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver. Buy yourself a friend. So this is like a longer discussion about what does it mean that you have to buy yourself a friend. It doesn't mean for those people that have no social skills that you have to like start buying friends. That's not what it means. Okay, but the Rambam there says uknei lecha chaver means actually svarim. And the quick story is that I, at times, because I'm busy in a lot of different things, I don't check sometimes certain small details on certain things. So there used to be, there was a flight, we have a thing called El Al, we have a thing called British Airways. It used to be there was a flight in the late 80s and 90s, a flight called Tower Airlines. There's a flight, Caltech, your parents know about Tower Airlines, not EasyJet, Tower Airlines, all of us. There was a flight called Tower Airlines. And it was cheaper, and therefore a lot of us Jews would go take Tower Airlines. So I was there on Motzei Shabbos, and I swore that it was like they had switched a flight. I thought it was flying out 3 a.m, whatever it is. So I got there at 12 o'clock. I get to Tower Airlines, and literally the place is like a cemetery. It's quiet as can be. Nobody's there. Okay? And of course, I went to the table. I said, where is it? You said that it's switched to 3 a.m. Or whatever it was. I don't remember the exact details of the timing. They said, no. That was tomorrow's flight. Tonight's flight went on exactly fine. At 12 o'clock we left, you know, and you missed the flight. So you have to go now, rebook, whatever it is. I'm already there. My brother's sleeping. It's 2 a.m. This is in New Jersey. And I have some African American friends with me right there. The only people in the airport. And I'm there for 3 hours. I don't want to make you know, wake up my brother because I have to wait till 6 o'clock. But thank God I had my svar. So at that point, you know, I wasn't as social with my with everybody else. But I had uknel chachaver. I had my friends. I had my sefer there, and therefore at 6 o'clock in the morning they told me to get on the other flight. To we'll go a lot more other stories in my ridiculous life at times. So that's uknel chachaver. It's important to have your own friends. That was the point of the story. Get your buyers from. Now says the Gemara, says the Ritva, Vika the Kashile. Mr. Pinchot, are you borrowing somebody else's Ritva? Vika the Kashile. Oh, Vika the Kashile. Who has a Ritva over here? Yes, Mr. Ross, please read it. Vika the Kashile. Biklum. She told it kula. He should take everything. Why? He quotes our case. That's the question. Skip down to the answer, please. Vlav kusha ikla. Last two lines in the Ritva. Vlav kusha ikla. You see it? Or you skip three lines then? You have a different rendition over there also. I skipped three lines, four lines. Vain suffix means mostly midi vaday. See, Yoni, help out your chavrusa.
So, what's the
Dibra Maschel? It's in the middle of. It's in the middle of Vomer, Chetzi Shali, Yishava Shalom, and Lapachas Nerevia. And it's towards the end of it. It says Vika the Kasha. There are two Ritvas also. There's the Ritva. There's a regular Chibushe Ritva, and there's the Ritva Chadosh. Should be in the Ritva Chadash. According to this one. You see it? Lav Kashu Dikla. Slowly, go. Yeah, that what?
Say
that what? Say it.
Okay. The Lav Kushia, he klal, the Hatsam,
okay. Let's explain. Lav kushi klav. Why? Hasam. By the case of the Yavam, Mishum Deles Leila Safik, the case of Safik baby over there, that he has no cheskas mamon at all. But the case of Talis, cave on the tafus ba, vaday chokin isle begave. Sorry, vaday chuka isle begave, the anan sadi, the mind the tafus di dehu, hilkach le fotro below klum lo efshar. So what does he say? What does he answer?
The
suffix
doesn't even have, like, it's not
100%
sure whether the suffix has
anything. When you say the suffix, you're talking about the case of Yivamos.
Yeah.
The case of the suffix and Yivamos, there's no cheskas mamon. But our case, can you call it suffix and vaday?
No.
Why? Because what we've been saying from the beginning now, this is eventually going to be now our fourth nafkamina. What the Ritva says, what's going on, we're both holding our talos here. So what's going on? Is this suffix versus vaday? That our question was lame off. How can you say that what? That this guy is taking anything? That was the question, right? What we should have said is, ain't something mostly me day vada. Forget about getting the whole thing, you should get nothing. Right? We flipped it around 180 degrees in Tosus. At the beginning, Tosus was saying, Migo, I shouldn't only get a quarter. What should I get? I should get the full half, because I have a better claim. Now, the second part of Tosus is saying what? It's saying that, since the other guy is Vadai, I should get nothing. Hold on a second. So what is his answer? His answer is, I'm the one who says only half, cannot get nothing. Why? Because both of us that were holding it, what's going on? We're both Vadai, have a chelik in it. And therefore, I can't get nothing. I have Vadai chelik. Why? What does he quote? Because he says, by us holding it, Anan Sadi, then what? That which I'm holding, I have a vaday chelik. There's a vaday chazaka on it. And therefore, hold on, and it could be true. It could be true. We'll see in a second. But this is what we've been saying. what do we see? Told the whole question seemingly only comes about where if you assume that what? When I say chetzi shili, you say vada, this other part of the second part where we're saying that what? That it's yachloku, right? You get a quarter and I get a quarter, and therefore it's three quarters, one quarter. What was the assumption? Because it's mamon amutu besafik, chokin, it's a case of safik. Okay? One second. Says the Ritva, Mr. Summer, says the Ritva that what? There's no safik here, what is it? It's vadai. It's a vadai, because we're both holding it. Since we're both holding it, therefore it's what? It's not a case of safik vadai. You can't say that ain't suffic most of me they bother and I get nothing, because it's a vaday vaday, because I actually own it. This is the fourth nafkamina that we had talked about, whether it's suffic versus vaday. Okay? That according to this, there's actually a din vaday. Now ask Ezra Bikash. Ezra asked me, you're saying Cutler in the second Tosfos. That according to Shitas Tosfos, what's going on? Within the case of Zeomer Kula Shali, Zeomer Chetze Shali, that what? That both, that the guy who has said Vada Shali has what? For sure he has a half. Now, that's what, but what was the end of Tosfos, Mr. Weschler? The end of Tosfos was what? That in the other part of it, it's Suffolk. Because Ein Cheskas Momon, as opposed to the Ritva. Ein Cheskas Momon, right? And therefore it's Momon and Mutum and Suffolk. Chokin, right? That's what we said at Tosfos. Ask Ezra, how can you say that, Cutler? How can you say that? Well, we read it from before. We read it from before that we said from the Rebbe in the same Tosfos that Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrina in this case. Why? What was the language? Zeh Muchzak Kemo Zeh. Everybody remember this? So it's not a suffix. Well, we think maybe it's not a suffix. We wanted to say maybe there's a stark contrast. The Ritva is saying, oh, why is it not suffering in Vada? Because it's Vada in Vada. Because once we're both holding it, it's what? It's Vada. And Paul's supposed to say, no, it's only Vada in that first half. But the other ones, my Vada in that first half, I have no claims at all on that second half. What does that mean that I have no claims at all on that second half? It sounds like that we're both not muchzak on it. And it's Mamon Amutim Asavik Chokin. Great Chakira color. Beautiful. Number four. The difference between the Ritva and Tosfos. One Safik, one Vaday. Ask Ezra, what are you talking about? Ask Ezra, what are you talking about? We just learned that it's on the second half, it's Zeh Muchzak Kemo Zeh. Great question. Two answers. One answer to answer up Ezra's question. And then to take one step back and bring it all together. Okay? You have a question on the question?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like that? Yeah, go. What's the question?
When Tosha says in the first part of Zemos and Kamal, looks like you're talking about the first case where they call it.
Hold on one second. When Tosfos, I'm talking about, we're talking about within the Tosfos and Zen Nota Revia. Tosfos there, to make sure not to confuse, the we're going to answer, when I said the second point, is we're going to answer that Tosfos originally had said the Vaday and the Anatzadi in the first case. That is correct. We're going to get back to that in a second. Okay, because that's going to be the second point. The first point we're dealing with right now is when we say Yachloku, is it Midin Vaday? Or we had said it's Midin, maybe because Shnaimos and Talas, we say the concept is Yachloku, because Mamon Amutu B'Sofik Chokin. I thought over here is a fourth of Kamina, seemingly. According to the Ritva, it's clearly that both of us are holding it what? That the Tfisa makes it that it's Vaday, both of us, and you can't say that I'm considered a Safik, as opposed to Tosfos, seemingly, it's Mamon Amutu B'Sofik Chokin, that's the contrast. And that's why it's still considered suffic, and that's why it's yachlok. When that's right, you cannot say in suffic motzi midei vada. What's the answer? Oh, that's what you have to answer. You have to answer that mid case somehow, which sounds a little shady. Alex didn't like it for a while. I don't know if I convinced him. I'm not sure if I convinced him. What does Zolti say? Zolti says just because that he says the end of the line of Tosfos was that the Vada in the first half was the Vada. But on the other half, what is the language, Zolti? What's the language of Tosfos at the end?
He says that.
That what he says at the end is, Abahacha ain't svar mashu Vada bechetzi, shiyoil lo lechetzi ashini. Now, what does it mean, shiyoil lo lechetzi ashini? My assumption at that point is that in the other half, he doesn't have a chazak. Right? That's not necessarily true. So, but if I have, so what does it mean though? Because he said before, I do have a chazar. So it could very well be, right, if we've been assuming, which we have been assuming, that according to Tosfos, the reason is that it's mamon hamut. It was definitely according to Rashi and the Rambam. Rambam.
Why would you mean that
according
to Tosfos?
That what? I was assuming it in contrasting the answer between the Ritva's answer and Tosfos' answer. Why did Tosfos give the same answer as the Ritva? It would have been beautiful, right? If the sheet of Tosfos is actually its Bada, right? Take it literally. So Tosfos should have given the exact same answer as the Ritva. Proper analysis, right? We have the same question, two different answers. So why is Tosfos not saying the exact same answer as the Ritva? So by process of elimination, he's disagreeing. What's he disagreeing? He's saying it's Mamana Mutta Masafik Hokin. Problem, Ezra says to me, what are you talking about? How can you call this Safik? It's Zem Muhsak. Come on, Zem. The moch mochsak in it. So therefore, you can't say it's vada, right? Oh, so what we have to answer, is you have to read it very carefully. This is what the Trumas Hadeshin. Hopefully, during Chazara time, you look at the long Trumas Hadeshin I gave you. But the Trumas Hadeshin gives this answer. It's there's some sort of mid stage. What's the mid stage? It's true that they are on one level mochsak according to Tosfos, because he says shnei mochsak in zeh kmozeh. But does that mean that it's exactly like the Ritva, that it's a chazaka gemura, that it's a full-fledged chazaka? No! It's still a mitzad suffik. It's still, we're both suffik who owns it. But in one, it is a muhsak, what we would call muhsak minus, or not chazaka gemura, but that chazaka is enough to say what? What was the context when the Rivam said that zeh muhsak mozeh? The Rivam had said, migo la hotzi lo amrinan, why? Because zeh muhsak mozeh. Meaning that only for the migo element to say that, and what? This is, you now have some sort of chazaka on this to say that I can't apply migo to take it away from you. Because migo only works for hotzik. But therefore, since both of you have some level of muhsak, whether it's the, like we saw in the Rabbi Yonah 25-25, or the 100%, doesn't matter. That is enough of a muhsak to call this a migo lahotzi. However, it is what Noam, I think what Noam was saying, which is what? Which is, but it's still not vada. It's still midin suffik, because we're both arguing about who owns this other half. And therefore, it is migo, and therefore still considered suffik. And therefore, the vada on my first half is not going to ensure that I should get the whole part of the other half also. No. We're both considered suffik there, and therefore, mom and amutab a suffik is chokin. What? Correct. That the only way chazak would equal vada is if it's chazak a gemuru and vada. But you would have to answer Ezra's tremendous question, is that it was only a chazaka le'inyan amigo, to say that amigo lahotzi lo amina, but still according to Tosfos, and I got this from the idea that Tosfos doesn't say the exact answer as the Ritva.
What's nafkamina?
Well, it's a big nafkamina. Nafkamina is everything that we've been saying about how do you answer the question of ain't saf kmotzi midevada. And this is the fourth nafkamina of how do you look when we say this Yachloku, is it midin vadai or is it midin suffik? We've seen now four nafkaminas.
No, they agree to everything except that last point about how muhsak they are.
Correct. And within that, no, but that, and therefore is the question, the nafkamina there is how do you answer this question of ain suffik motzi midin vadai? Right, till now we've seen four nafkaminas. Now if I look at it,
they both end up saying they're not really suffik. One of them says he's one more than the other. At the end of the day, they're the same. That nuance
makes a difference in the answer. I mean, because the answer, one says,
they're both muhsak.
No, one of them saying it's vadai, and therefore that's why you can't say in suffik motzi midei vadai. Correct? But that's what, who says that? That's what Tosfos, that's what the Ritva says. Right? Tosfos is saying not that it's a certain level, but it's not called vadai. It's not called a vadai. It's still suffik and suffik in that case.
Why is Ritva saying Yachloku?
Because we both have a Vada Chelik in it. So therefore we both have a... Therefore, you have no...
He doesn't hold Vada Chelik.
And that, not he, that concept, but he's saying this second din is not the drive. The driving force is not Mamanamoto Basafik Yachok. As opposed to Tosfot, it seems to be.
But it's a different system, different driving force, and where does that change? What's that? Is it nafkamina?
Is how do you answer this question? Meaning, what we've said till now, and I'll take questions in a minute because I have 5 minutes, this is a fourth way of understanding when we say yachloku. How does it work? What are the mechanics? When Chazal tell us yachloku, is it because of mitzat safek, just a general rule, mamana moto basafek yachloku, or is it midin vada? And we had said now, till now we saw four nafkaminas. This is Chazal. What are the four nafkaminas? We saw the Ramban that talked about by Bari Vishema, that according to the Ramban, that the reason why everything about Yachloku versus Kodon Bar Yehe Munach Yachloku, Kodon Bar Yehe Munach, Yachloku, right? Any of those things is always when it's Bari Vibari. But if it's Bari Vashema, the language of the Ramban and Baba Basra is what? Bari wins out. Why? Because there is no Cheskas Mamunin work, Mitzad Mamun Amutu Basafi Chok. That only works if you actually what? Understand that the Yachloku was via Mamun Amutu Basafi Chok. But if it went through Vadai, that actual Tfisa of holding is actually Midin Vadai, then it wouldn't work of Mamun Amutu Basafi Chok, because the whole premise of the Ramban is that you don't have a Cheskas Mamun. That was Nafkamina number one that we saw. Nafkamina number two quickly was Shvua Venotel versus Shvua Vinifta. Nafkamina number three is it called a Migo Lahotzi or not? Is it possible, Nafkamina? Number four is, can you even answer this question about Ein Sof and what's Midei Vaday, to call it a Vaday or Vaday? Or do you have to come on to a different answer? Even if it's a nuanced answer, in theory, this would be the four Nafkaminas. Before your questions, let me just finish the Rav Shimon Shkop, and then I'll take all questions. With the Rav Shiva Sicha, I'll take all questions. I'm happy to. Okay? Those are the four Nafkaminas. You get them?
I missed two. Well, there were six.
Six was telling me why Migo doesn't work. Those were six different approaches that we saw. What? Two and four of what? The Nafkaminas? Yeah. Write it down and I'll answer to you. The last piece, which I want to do to close up this sugya, the last piece is, how do we deal if we take it midin vada, and not only vada that you have a chelek in it, but vada like we saw that when we both hold it, where did my telescope? When we're both holding it, right? What was the language of Tosfot? The language of Tosfot was an tzadi. The mind of Tafis is half mine, and the other one is Tafis, when we're talking about fringes, is half, right? That was the language of Tosfot. What was the major question that we've asked from that? The major question is, what is going on in the second case? Zelmer Kulishli, Zelmer Chetishli. The question of Tosfot was, you have a migo, where it what? I, who said Chetzi Shali, should get all of the half. Why? Because I could have said Kula Shali. We saw in the Gilion that what happened? The Gilion says, what does this mean, Tosfos, you say Migo Lahotzi? Right? This is not a Migo Lahotzi, it's a Migo Demachsik. Why is it Migo Demachsik? Because we said Anan Sadi, the actual Tfisa of you holding one side of the fringes, I hold the other side of the fringes, what happens? It's as if I have half in my pocket, you have half in your other pocket, correct? So then we ask, then how does the Mishnah make any sense that you're getting three quarters and I'm getting a quarter? If I take it literally, then what, that my tfisa and your tfisa enables that half is in my pocket, why should I not get half? We answered that question what with the Mari coin set. The Mari, what?
You're making a claim in base and saying,
hold on. So I actually get half, right?
Yeah, but once he says full, that's
who cares what he says full? He got half already. I should get the other half. It's as if Anan Sadi, the actual Tfisa, half belongs to me.
If he's arguing with that half.
It's a chazaka in mine. Why should I, according to me, it's mamish 90. It's like Eidus that it belongs to me. Why am I not getting it? Who cares what he's claiming? His claim should not help at all. Should have no efficacy at all. It's like Eidus, that's it. It's mine. It's like you coming over and saying, this is yours. You know, this is, I'm wearing this. Bring me proof. You should have proof, not just your claim. With me? So one way we had to answer this question until now was the Mari Cohen Seder, who gave a whole kimta. Everybody remember? He said, must be because of that question. said you have to reread. You have to reread what he means. It can't mean, because of these questions we have, what does Rav Shimon Shkab say? He says, do not say that the Anan Sadi is what by the Etzem Tfisa. Let's read it inside. People have it. Everyone has it. Look at it inside, please. I'm reading with you. Okay. Now. Okay. Everyone, let's read it inside, please. Everyone have it. It was sent yesterday. It says Reb Shimon on it. For those people, it's in their covets Mefarshim also. He says, Omnam. It's in Siman Dalet. Pashtut divrei tosvot v'divrei ashas l'kamam in amorim king. We had said the simple pshat of the Gemara is a problem. It can't be the simple pshat of our Mishnah is not, cannot be that when we're both holding it that the etzem tfisa makes, excuse me, makes it that it belongs to me. But rather, what's the pshat? Elamire the koma shanu misupakim. When we have a suffix, and part of that suffix, what's the case? Va'adavar b'cheskat shnehem. We're both holding it. Chashvinan ki'ilu anan sadi. After leka hochachal ze mitfisato. It's not the tfisa. It's not, when I say tfisa, it's not that me grabbing, you grabbing it makes it as if anan sadi, that we have witnesses that 100% is in my pocket. Rather, and this is the big line he says, the erech hasafik, which is what Zolti said, it's the claims. And the claims creates what? The claims create the doubt in the matter. The erech hasafek oseh hanan sadi, it's the actual doubt that makes the what? Anan sadi, that I own a half and you own a half. In which case? In the first case. Which means, we're both holding it. We're both holding this. Okay? It is not the actual tfisa that says now I own 50% and you own 50%. That's not the pshat. What is it? The fact that we're both holding it, that means we're in the parsha. We're there. We're together. We have some sort of shayachutu. Not that the tfisa is anan sadi that I own 50, you own 50. But what? It's the holding, but what makes the anan sadi that I claim it's all mine. You claim it's all yours. So what's the suffix? The suffix is, whose is it? So therefore, because of that suffix, and we're both holding it also, therefore, what is it? It goes 50-50, and that's the Shavua. So too, says Rav Shimon now, the same idea in the second case. What's the second case? It's not only because we're holding it. That's not what makes the Anan Sadi that you get 3/4 and I get a quarter. But rather, it's what? It's the claims. It's, we look at the doubt. What's the doubt? You, when I say half, right, I'm admitting that you own the half. So that's not at all. At all the suffix. What's the Anan Sadi? Now the suffix is, who owns that other half? Right? You. So therefore we split that up. And that's why it's 3/4, 1/4. And therefore it works out very well. And we'll just read that inside. That's what he says. The Erech HaSafik. It's the actual numeric understanding of the suffix that makes the Anan Sadi. Darei betosfas ratzu lachkor. Be'echer omer kulo sheli. Vasheni omer chetze sheli. Din ain sofik mitzede badai, right? The im ye inyan anan sadi bazeh har inkan sofik el the anan sadi who achar erech inyana sofik. What does he explain? He says, I don't understand. It wouldn't make sense to say the whole question of Tosfos according to this idea that it's ain sofik mitzede badai. The whole question according to the original understanding wouldn't get off the ground. The original understanding was what? We're both holding it. The actual holding of the talus, of the fringes of the talus, what is that now? It's vadai, my 50% is in my pocket, 50% is your pocket. If that's true, then you wouldn't have that question of ain suffik motzimi de vadai. Because what? It's clearly vadai and vadai from the beginning. It wouldn't even have a question, says Rav Shimon. What's the answer? The answer is it's not the actual tfisa that makes the what? That makes the anan sadi. The tfisa helps me get that there is an argument going on. But the actual anan sadi is based on our arguments. Our arguments of what the tfisa is. So at the beginning case, it's 50-50 because I claim it's 100% mine, you claim it's 100% mine. So we split it. It's a doubt. We don't know. So therefore we go 50-50. Versus the second case, That's the Erech HaSafek, which is what? Which is, you admit that 50% of mind, that's not a Safek, and then for 50% is for sure mind. The Safek is now only on the second half, and that's why we split it up.
You don't think the opposite is wrong. I don't think you don't look at the 20%
Let's go down to the Sikha. I didn't understand what you just asked. Say it again. Just walk me down.
What?
Tomorrow, please God.